tech news isn't good or bad. It just happens, like strawberry jam.
Thanks, Ma.
AMD's FSR 2.0 upscaling technology finally arrived in its first game, Deathloop, earlier this week, and was shown to bring some impressive performance and quality gains compared to NVIDIA's DLSS 2.3. But yesterday, Tom's Hardware demonstrated the advantage AMD's method has over NVIDIA's by testing FSR 2.0 on a laptop using Intel integrated graphics. While there were some expected glitches thanks to the unsupported setup, FSR actually managed to boost the laptop's frame rates in Deathloop from 26 unplayable frames per second to over 30 playable frames per second.
That is playable, I think.
I mean, it's nothing to throw out your gaming PC over, but to see an AMD technology actually boosting an Intel GPU is just nice, wholesome, especially since Intel's own upscaling tech, XESS, has been delayed after originally being scheduled to launch this Friday. Don't worry, Intel, AMD's got your back. They're holding a knife behind your back, is what I'm saying. Twitter's board of directors has said that despite Elon Musk's vague and unsupported claims about the proportion of bots to regular users on Twitter, they plan to close the transaction and enforce the merger agreement. It was an airtight contract, baby, even though no one told them to talk all sexy like that. I love legalese.
Use more terms.
It's my favorite ease. It's a starkly different position to the one held by the board before Musk's buyout offer, when they adopted a poison pill strategy to stop him. In recent days, Musk has claimed that bots make up more than 5% of users on Twitter and actually may account for as much as 20%. And if this is the case, he can legally call off the deal. Maybe. They have to go to court and stuff. But analysts are pointing out that A, Musk has literally no evidence to support the bot percentage claim, and B, even if he did, that wouldn't get him out of the deal, which the board apparently has the power to enforce, even against Musk's will. He won't like this.
I can't wait.
It's unclear whether the agreement will prevent Musk from continuing to reply to long threads from Twitter's CEO with a single poop emoji, but we can hope.
It's not illegal.
Rules don't apply to me. And a report from industry analysis firm Pixalate claims that if Google and Apple go through with their controversial plans to remove apps from their app stores that haven't been updated in 2 years, it would clear out 1/3 of their combined catalogs.
Get out of here!
This could just be big tech spring cleaning season. We don't know. The report says the Google Play Store has around 869,000 outdated apps, while Apple's App Store has 650 less nice 1,000. Interestingly, the two companies' initiatives may come back to bite them since they sort of help Epic Games' argument, which claims that sideloading and alternative app stores should be available to protect users and developers from moves just like this. Aha! Get you now, Tim and Sundar! Now you have to let me play my Fortnite on your laptop. Riley? I need you!
Now it's time for Quick Bits, brought to you by Ruggable, provider of rugs that really tie the room together, with a wide variety of patterns to fit any space. Ruggable rugs come with a non-slip mat to keep them safe and firmly in place, and if you feel like changing it up, you can swap that mat with any other rug. They're spill and stain resistant, machine washable, and safe for babies, pets, and any adults who like to crawl around on the floor too. We're not judging. So don't wait, start protecting that floor from your computer chair and get 10% off your Ruggable order with code TECHLINK10 at the link below.
Quick Bits aren't very healthy for you, which is why you should never eat them. They're intangible. It's like celery. They're negative calories.
It hurts your tummy.
Images of what might be the heatsink for NVIDIA's upcoming monster graphics card, the RTX 4090 Ti, have leaked, showing a similar but slightly modified dual axial flow through design to what's used in Team Green's RTX 30 series cards. The other leaks have pointed to the RTX 4090 launching in July with as much as double the RTX 3090's performance, but that might not be as morally offensive as you'd think if GPU prices continue to fall. Plus, can you really stay mad at anything this chonky?
It's so cute.
I love a good chungus.
It's like a big gold turd.
Doop-ga-doop-ga-doop-ga-doop. After rumors circulated regarding an Intel 13th gen Raptor-like processor sporting 24 cores, a new leak is making it look like AMD is preparing a Ryzen 9 7950X with 24 cores and 48 threads.
Ha!
I mean, that's gonna be more because it won't have E cores, you know?
That's right. I was gonna say that, but yeah. You knew already, James. You're so smart.
I mean, it makes sense. Team Red and Blue battled over core counts for a while, and then they focused on single core performance, and now we're going back to core counts. Personally, I like to make a simple by buying whichever one has number higher on box. Android users in India are currently battling a deluge of ads which constantly arrive in the Google Messages app if RCS chat features are enabled, according to tech enthusiast Ishan Agarwal. Thankfully, disabling RCS solves the issue, but it makes things a bit awkward for Google, who has very vocally tried to push Apple and other industry figures to adopt RCS for years now across messaging services. Although it might not be all bad, some of those ads are for things you might really want.
And you might actually buy it.
You just need to know about them.
Yeah, you just need to get bugged, like remind me.
I hope we get this here. Acer has released a new gaming laptop and a couple of portable monitors equipped with the company's Spatial Labs 3D technology, which uses head tracking to make images appear to float in between the user and the display. Like, I'm the user, you're the display. It's right here.
Oh.
The tech was already included in some Acer Concept D laptops, but this is the first time they're putting it in a gaming laptop, so you can almost definitely die more in game. But at least you can be like, oh, that's kind of cool, while you're waiting to respawn.
Look at the bright side.
Look, there's a grenade flying right to my face.
Cool.
And so-called liveness tests, which involve people looking into a camera on their phone or the laptop to verify their identity for a bank or another institution, are easily fooled by deepfakes, according to a new report from security forum Sensity. Sensity says it's shared its data with the companies that make these tests, who didn't seem to think the risk was significant. All the deepfake machines are probably too busy making porn to do this anyways.
They're working real hard. We need to up the supply.
I'm gonna get into Putin's phone. But we're not too busy to give you more tech news on Friday. So come back at that time when that other thing is supposed to launch, but isn't going to.
Yeah.
If you don't come back, we're gonna start to get worried. There's a list, your name's gonna be on it.
Yeah,
you guys suck now.